Good morning, Lynn Laycock.
Good morning, Darren.
How are you?
I'm wonderful, thank you.
All right, we've got a draw to do, $500, a voucher on Spirit of Tasmania for people who've booked on the Julie Burgess, yeah?
That's correct, yes. Thanks to the Spirit of Tasmania. They've been great sponsors of the Julie Burgess. So actually, they actually gave us three $500 vouchers, but today we're only drawing one.
Okay. All right. So we'll do that in a sec. First, let's talk about you and the council. So you've got what? How many days left?
Counting down tomorrow afternoon. That's it.
That's it.
Tomorrow afternoon when the declaration of the poll happens, which is where the new councillors sign their life away. And I get to give, hopefully the general manager's listening, a speech, and then I can exit and that's it, all over, Red Rover. So yeah.
After 20 years.
20 years, Darren, yes. It's a long time. I'm beginning to realise now how long it's been and what I've done in that time. So it's kind of exciting and emotional, really.
Including a fair stint as mayor.
Yes, yes, 2005 to 2011. Very proud of that stint, Darren, because I think I can say now, thanks to all those aldermen that worked with me in that time, there's probably about three different councils, to be honest with you, because a mayor can't do anything on his or her own. Mm. They had the foresight to see that we needed to do up Formby Road, Stewart Street, Bluff Precinct, Aquatic Centre, and on it goes. And so I've got, and the Homemaker Centre, and I'm really chuffed about that one because I can remember people saying that wasn't going to happen, Darren. Mm. And I can remember when we didn't have a slip road into it and a bit of intervention by, myself and Matthew Atkins, who was project manager at the time, we sort of kind of kidnapped the minister. He was in town at a community lunch or something at the council chambers. So ask him, did he have time to go and have a look at something? And he said, sure. So Matthew and I jumped in the car with him and went to the Homemaker. I couldn't see a problem. They didn't want to put a slip road into the Homemaker Centre. So I pulled off the side of the road and I said, how hard can it be, type of thing.
Yeah.
He said, well, I don't see that's a problem. So Matthew and I still smile about that. It makes me feel good. But that's what you do when you're in council.
And now it's even being expanded. There's more stores that are going to go in there.
It's exciting. Some people might say you're fragmenting the city, but my word, what I stuck to and I still stick to today is the fact that people will come. You build it and they will come, and they came and they're coming from the West Coast to spend a day. They do other towns, of course, but they come up to the Homemaker Centre. I know some of them have put their kids to the Aquatic Centre for a swim. Mum can have a coffee up there. They go around the CBD and they eat and they shop, and that's what it's all about. I don't think anybody goes to a town. I know I don't. If I have to go to Launceston for anything, there's a couple of places I like to go to, and they're not right in the CBD.
Well, big box stores shouldn't be in the city.
There's no room.
There's no room. Yep. And, you know, you have heavy traffic with trucks delivering. So they should be out of town. So it's the right spot for it. Just makes sense.
Yeah, it's very exciting for Devonport. We've reached what we aim for. And, of course, we can still go further. And I honestly believe there's a good council in there being sworn in tomorrow that will do the right thing. It will continue because there's plans that have been passed on the drawing board. It'll continue to develop. And I did hear this morning on a news bulletin that Tasmania has more people. It's the second highest increase in population. Queensland's the first. And then they listed Tasmania, and that made me very proud. So that's good.
Very good. So, you know, now that the council's ending, there's plenty of other things you're going to be doing. You're still involved, obviously, with the Julie Burgess. We'll do that draw in a sec. But also Home Hill, Don River Railway. So you're still going to keep doing all that.
Absolutely, Darren. I mean, there's a lot of support for all of that. I mean, Home Hill does need that external building to act as a very small reception centre when people have their wedding in the garden, they want to have a drink. But we need more so a theatre style in it so that we can educate children on the political process. Of course, the history about Dame Enid and Joseph Lyons. We can't do all of that in the House because the House is getting a lot of stress on it. So prior to the election, we had a plan with the Liberals. And, of course, that didn't happen, and that's fine. And the Labor Party now working in with us. So there's still a lot of work there to be done, and that's probably one of the roles I play is being the conduit between Home Hill, Don River Railway and the Julie Burgess and the politicians. But
using your contacts, very good.
That's it.
And you were saying just off the air there that you're going to take a Thelma and Louise-style road trip through Victoria.
Did you have to mention that one?
I think that's a fantastic idea.
Yeah, well, I'm actually next week going to Queensland to my daughter. and granddaughter. It's her 13th birthday, so that's exciting. Taking on a first ever helicopter ride. That's anything they've lived
awesome.
There for years and haven't done that. So she's so excited about that. But then when I finished there, I am coming down to Victoria to a cousin. And she said, "Boy, you haven't seen much of country Victoria, Lynn. Let's do a road trip."
Yeah.
So I don't know where we're going, but I'm just excited to be in the passenger seat for a change.
Fantastic.
Be wonderful.
All right, let's do this draw for the $500 voucher on board the Spirit of Tasmania. This is for people who've booked on the Julie Burgess.
That's it. So right. If you'd like to draw, Darren, and read the name out, and somebody from probably myself will ring from the Julie Burgess today, and then we'll arrange pickup of that voucher for the lucky winner. And the lucky winner is
Shane Conroy.
Shane Conroy.
Congratulations, Shane. $500 on the Spirit. That's a good prize.
It is a good prize. Oh, it's a good prize towards a trip, isn't it? Or your trip. I'm not quite sure what the fees are these days. But as I said earlier, thanks to the Spirit, because they've been very good supporters of the Julie Burgess.
Yeah, indeed. And how's it going with the Julie? So you've got the springtime sales on.
Yeah, well, that's right. Look, I'm sure this is still correct, the dates, because I didn't have a chance to get online. But anybody that wants to have a look and book goes to julieburgess.org. Very clear. Actually, the first thing that'll come up is the Australian Wooden Boat Festival. That's in early February.
In Hobart.
In Hobart. So you can book on that, Darren. You can take a berth on that to go down. And I haven't done it. But I hear from the crew and guests that went last time, it was most fantastic, sail they've had.
Yeah.
And then when it's in port in Hobart, they do smaller sailings. So people, if they want to be in Hobart, can still book and do sailings from Hobart and back in there.
Yeah.
So that's really exciting. But they have a Port Sorrell sail day, and that's on November the 12th, and that goes from around 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. Once again, the reports back on that is fantastic. And New Year's Eve, we're doing fireworks, an early cruise on that. They'll be there for the 9 o'clock fireworks.
So you're just going to
take a family?
Just sail up the Mersey.
The Mersey, out around the Bluff.
Beautiful.
And make sure you're there. And if you haven't done a night sail, that's why the twilight sails are really fantastic, but the New Year's Eve one will be even better.
Yeah.
But with the twilight sails, the captain always tries to make sure that he's back in port for when the Spirit leaves. Now, not tied up at Ridge Hope Park, but in the area where the Spirit sort of comes towards you and does the turn in the basin.
How good is it to watch that?
That's pretty exciting, being on the water and it's coming towards you.
Yeah.
So they're once-in-a-lifetime experiences, but just go on to julieburgess.org.
All right. So once again, the winner, I'll just double check the name here on the tickets, Shane Conroy. So Lynn will give you a call, Shane.
Excellent.
And sort you out. You've got $500, a voucher for the Spirit of Tasmania. Well done to you. Well done. And hope you enjoyed your Julie Burgess sale. All right. Thanks for coming in at this early time of the morning. Are you about to go for a walk now, are you? Walk around town?
Yes, I am. To go and check things out and have a look and get a bit of exercise in before a busy day starts.
All right. Thanks, Lynn.
Thanks, Darren.